I say to you, get up, open your mouth, and speak life. In Scripture, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 12 through 16, it says, as he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, don't cry. Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. Okay, in this passage, we see Jesus at work, performing a great miracle as he raises a young man from the dead. While the crowd saw death and decay, Jesus saw life and health. They saw a widow who lost a son and had no one to provide for her. Jesus saw a family reunited. The crowd cried tears of sadness and despair. Jesus cried out in confident trust in God and commanded the dead body to get up and live once more. The crowd held back and watched as the coffin passed by. Jesus stepped in, touched the coffin, and performed a miracle. The crowd took the dead son away in the coffin, but Jesus gave the living son back to his mother. The crowd was filled with awe and wonder in Jesus' anointing. Jesus was filled with love and compassion for both the mother and her son. The crowd shared in the widow's grief. Jesus shared in her joy for a risen son. In the end, I am encouraged that the crowd was filled with awe, saw God's anointing on Jesus, and joined Jesus in praise for God's goodness. Child of God, are you sharing good news of Jesus with others? Are you walking in God's power and might and speaking life or death, blessings or curses? I encourage you to be bold, act and command sickness and death to obey you. Speak like Jesus and command the dead areas in your life and the lives of others to get up. Father, thank you for the life-giving and life-changing power of your word. Holy Spirit, help me walk in faith and confident hope. Teach me to speak life and blessings over myself and others, and use me as an instrument of joy. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.